2 Maccabees, Chapter 8. Judas Maccabeus, gathering an army, gains diverse victories. But Judas Maccabeus, and they that were with him, went privately into the towns, and calling together their kinsmen and friends, and taking unto them such as continued in the Jews' religion, they assembled 6,000 men. And they called upon the Lord, that he would look upon his people that was trodden down by all, and would have pity on the temple that was defiled by the wicked, that he would have pity also upon the city that was destroyed, that was ready to be made even with the ground, and would hear the voice of the blood that cried to him, that he would remember also the most unjust deaths of the innocent children, and the blasphemies offered to his name, and would show his indignation on this occasion. Now when Maccabeus had gathered a multitude, he could not be withstood by the heathens, for the wrath of the Lord was turned into mercy. So coming unawares upon the towns and cities, he set them on fire, and taking possession of the most commodious places, he made no small slaughter of the enemies. And especially in the nights he went upon these expeditions, and the fame of his valor was spread abroad everywhere. Then Philip, seeing that the man gained ground by little and little, and that things for the most part succeeded prosperously with him, wrote to Ptolemy, the governor of Celesyria and Phoenicia, to send aid to the king's affairs. Philip, seeing, etc., the governor of Jerusalem found himself unable to contend with Judas, especially after the victories he had obtained over Apollonius and Seron. 1 Maccabees 3. And he with all speed sent Nicanor, the son of Patroclus, one of his special friends, giving him no fewer than 20,000 armed men of different nations, to root out the whole race of the Jews, joining also with him Gorgias, a good soldier, and of great experience in matters of war. 20,000. The whole number of the forces sent at that time into Judea was 40,000 footmen and 7,000 horsemen. 1 Maccabees 3:30. But only 20,000 are here taken notice of, because there were no more with Nicanor at the time of the battle. And Nicanor purposed to raise for the king the tribute of 2,000 talents, that was to be given to the Romans by making so much money of the captive Jews. Wherefore he sent immediately to the cities upon the sea coast to invite men together to buy up the Jewish slaves, promising that they should have 90 slaves for one talent, not reflecting on the vengeance which was to follow him from the Almighty. Now when Judas found that Nicanor was coming, he imparted to the Jews that were with him that the enemy was at hand. And some of them, being afraid and distrusting the justice of God, fled away. Others sold all that they had left, and withal besought the Lord, that he would deliver them from the wicked Nicanor, who had sold them before he came near them. And if not for their sakes, yet for the covenant that he had made with their fathers, and for the sake of his holy and glorious name that was invoked upon them. But Maccabeus, calling together 7,000 that were with him, exhorted them not to be reconciled to the enemies, nor to fear the multitude of the enemies who came wrongfully against them, but to fight manfully. 7,000. In the Greek it is 6,000, but then 3,000 of them had no arms. 1 Maccabees 4:6. Setting before their eyes the injury they had unjustly done the holy place, and also the injury they had done to the city, which had been shamefully abused, besides their destroying the ordinances of the fathers. For, said he, they trust in their weapons and in their boldness, but we trust in the Almighty Lord, who at a beck can utterly destroy both them that come against us and the whole world. Moreover, he put them in mind also of the helps their fathers had received from God, and how, under Sennacherib, 185,000 had been destroyed, and of the battle that they had fought against the Galatians in Babylonia, how they, being in all but 6,000, when it came to the point, and the Macedonians, their companions, were at a stand, slew 120,000, because of the help they had from heaven, and for this they received many favors. Galatians, that is, the Gauls, who having ravaged Italy and Greece, poured themselves in upon Asia, in immense multitudes, where also they founded the kingdom of Galatia, or Gallo-Graecia. With these words they were greatly encouraged and disposed even to die for the laws and their country. So he appointed his brethren captains over each division of his army, Simon and Joseph and Jonathan, giving to each one 1,500 men. And after the holy book had been read to them by Esdras, and he had given them for a watchword, the help of God, himself leading the first band, he joined battle with Nicanor. And the Almighty being their helper, they slew above 9,000 men, and having wounded and disabled the greater part of Nicanor's army, they obliged them to fly. Above 9,000, viz., including the 3,000 slain in the pursuit. And they took the money of them that came to buy them, and they pursued them on every side. But they came back for want of time, for it was the day before the Sabbath, and therefore they did not continue the pursuit. But when they had gathered together their arms and their spoils, they kept the Sabbath, blessing the Lord who has delivered them that day, distilling the beginning of mercy upon them. Then after the Sabbath they divided the spoils to the feeble and the orphans and the widows, and the rest they took for themselves and their servants. When this was done, and they had all made a common supplication, they besought the merciful Lord to be reconciled to his servants unto the end. Moreover, they slew above 20,000 of them that were with Timotheus and Bacchides, who fought against them, and they made themselves masters of the high strongholds, and they divided amongst them many spoils, giving equal portions to the feeble, the fatherless, and the widows, yea, and the aged also. And when they had carefully gathered together their arms, they laid them all up in convenient places, and the residue of their spoils they carried to Jerusalem. They slew also Philarches, who was with Timotheus, a wicked man, who had many ways afflicted the Jews. And when they kept the feast of the victory at Jerusalem, they burned Callisthenes, that had set fire to the holy gates, who had taken refuge in a certain house, rendering to him a worthy reward for his impieties. But as for that most wicked man, Nicanor, who had brought 1,000 merchants to the sale of the Jews, being, through the help of the Lord, brought down by them of whom he had made no account, laying aside his garment of glory, fleeing through the midland country, he came alone to Antioch, being rendered very unhappy by the destruction of his army. Laying aside his garment of glory, that is, his splendid apparel, which he wore through ostentation, he now throws it off, lest he should be known on his flight. And he that had promised to levy the tribute for the Romans by the means of the captives of Jerusalem now professed that the Jews had God for their protector, and therefore they could not be hurt, because they followed the laws appointed by him.